Houston police say a night of Ding Dong Ditch turned deadly Saturday. According to witnesses, a group of kids had been pranking Houston area homes by ringing doorbells and running away. That's when, around 11 p.m., someone allegedly came out of this house and started shooting at the group as they left. An 11-year-old boy was shot in the back and later died at Texas Medical Center.
Allison Gatz, who lives nearby and works in private security, says she saw the group earlier in the day.
One had come very close to my house and my vehicle, so I opened my door and I did warn them that they were trespassing and that I had cameras. So they laughed it off and they just said, oh, yeah, okay, lady, whatever. And then I just said, okay, that was a warning.
And over the weekend, police were seen removing weapons from the house.
At least 28 states, including Texas, have laws that allow property owners to protect themselves from intruders.
Ding Dong Ditch is a trending childhood prank where kids ring the doorbell of unsuspecting residents, then run away.
In order to have a successful claim for self-defense here, you'd have to show that there's a reasonable belief that the boy who was shot in the back was going to loop back and attack this man or his property, and that deadly force was reasonable in this situation.
Now, in the past, other Ding Dong Ditch pranks have turned deadly. In 2023, a California man was convicted of murdering three teens who rang his doorbell. And earlier this year, in May, a Virginia man was charged with killing an 18-year-old filming a TikTok of the prank.